Coming from that dark alleyway behind that old broken down food store. It's a Byakoi! But now he's dressed just like the old man on the tape cover. And he's pushing an old decrepit yarmulke car with a red umbrella. Just exactly like the picture on my tape. Jay really is the one I'm searching for. He really is Yanko the Yarmulke Man. Yanko the Yarmulke Man. It's really you. You really are a Byakoi, just as I thought. It's really all true after all.
Oh, no, I'm caught. I've been discovered. My identity has been identified. My cover has been blown off. And I've been seen doing my routine. I fear this is the end of my career. Now everyone will know who I am and what I do. I knew I should have gone to visit my grandfather after my room. I didn't go, and now I'm paying for it.
Oh, Yanko, you don't have to worry. I won't tell anyone that I met you. You can really trust me. Oh, it's just too good to be true. The real Yanko the Yarmulke Man.
Say, it's that little boy from the shoe who's always coming over to me. So you're the culprit that found me. Now, how will I be able to continue giving a magic yarmulke to the kids that are downtrodden and decrepit and dejected and depressed and feel sad and not so good and rotten about everything if everyone knows who I am? Oy, oy, oy.
Oh, Yanko, I give you my word. Believe Mother, no one will find out about you. I won't tell a soul.
Oy, Baruch Hashem. That's what I was hoping to hear. Now I can go on with my captivating career with happiness and cheer and go far and near without any fear that people may hear about who I am and where I appear. Do I make myself clear?